88.7, the voice with the legendary Duncan Fora. Did you know he used to be the front man from the Bay City Rollers? Brand new song called Billy in the Big Band, and he's got a new vocal and piano album coming out very, very shortly. We've got a sneak preview of that right here. I got a few tracks from him. This is Twirl. I'm Mike, and it gives me great pleasure to announce that my friend Fiona Ledger is here all the way from the UK. Fiona, how are you?
Good afternoon, Mike. I am very happy here. Day three of one's holiday, or vacation as you call it, in America. I'm loving San Francisco and Oakland and Sacramento today. Woo-hoo! I couldn't be having a better time here, put it that way.
That's amazing. You came all the way from Manchester. How long does it take to get here from there?
Good question. With the time difference and the jet lag, my maths is very bad at the moment. But let me tell you that it took about 8 hours, Manchester to Chicago, okay. 2 hour wait, and then was it 4 hours Chicago to San Francisco?
That's about right. Yeah, I've made that run before.
Yeah.
Wow. So what time do you think it is? What is your body telling you right now? Should you be sleeping right now or should you be awake?
I should be just about going to bed now.
Now, you know what's kind of interesting? You guys are going to British Summertime tonight. So right at the end of Twirl Radio, it'll be 1 p.m. UK time because we've already done the change here. So we're going to jettison our UK listeners into the future. We're going, as soon as the show ends, they're going to be shunted an hour ahead. It's going to be amazing.
Wow, this is amazing to be part of this threshold of what is happening in the universe. It's very, very exciting times.
That's the power of radio, absolutely. So tell us about All FM and your show there. I've been a fan of yours for a few years. We used to be colleagues. We'll get into that. But what's your show like?
It is the Anything Goes Breakfast Show every Thursday morning, 9 till 10:30 a.m. on 96.9 All FM in Manchester. The show is all about anything that I find interesting or exciting. I've had all sorts of people, Buddhist monks talking about guided meditation, well, guiding myself through meditation. I regularly feature interviews with Manchester bands and bands from beyond, comedians, performance poets, just anyone that I think is doing something different, something original, and I support lots of community events as well.
That's great, and I can't wait to hear about those Manchester musicians. Now, here's a dumb question, because I've been around a while. Do they still call it Medchester at all?
Hey, very good question. I'm glad you asked, because a lot of the people in Manchester, in the music scene, get quite annoyed at that term.
Ah.
You didn't know that, did you? But it is interesting that it has moved on from that. You sometimes see Bez on a dance floor, Bez out of the Happy Mondays, going mad for it, you know what I mean?
Yep.
But sometimes it has changed. Things have moved on. The Manchester music scene is popping off right now, as you might say. I've got some of the bands from Manchester to play.
Now, what's typical? I mean, I know in a big place like that, there's probably lots of genres, but what's typical that you would hear there? What genres would you hear in Manchester?
Wow, that's a very difficult question, because
there
is anything and everything going on. There's a lot of psychedelic rock going on. We've got Nod, a very cool band that I love very much, going to play a track from one of the people in the band, because they've got their own record label, Tesla Tapes, doing interesting things. We've also got quite a big scene when it comes to metal music, but people doing something very different with metal. There's Klaus Kinski, the name of a band which I love very much, and they've got an offset of all kind of other bands going on. They've got a band called Sex Hands who do songs all about Friends, and they sound like the Pixies.
Oh, neat.
So they're talking
okay.
about the Friends from the 90s, the sitcom. So it's a bit of sense of humour, being ironic or something.
That is ironic, yeah. And of course, if you said Pixies, you kind of rang a bell, and that's a magic word around here. We love us some Pixies, yeah. And they influenced so many bands. I'm thinking Nirvana and just anybody else who had that loud, soft dynamic. So how long have you been doing radio?
About 5 years now. I did Media Culture Society at Manchester University, and then just started doing a radio show on All FM. I did Recharge Radio, of course, with you.
Woohoo, high five on there.
Yes,
yeah.
That was one. A very good high five as well. Sometimes one has to do it again if it doesn't work properly.
You've
got
to get it right.
The slap, haven't you?
I know radio high fives are hard because we only have voice. We don't have visuals on this, so we don't know if we're going to hit or not.
It worked.
Absolutely.
We've got one microphone between us, and we're balancing act here, and it worked.
Absolutely. But yeah, we were colleagues at Recharge you were there for about a year. I was there for about 3.5. I was the second American voice, but I was the only person here in the States doing radio, shipping, you know, MP3 files over there.
Respect.
And you were kind of an out-of-towny, too. I mean, did you ever get down to London and meet the folks there?
I did. That's how I got involved. I just went on a sort of work trip to London, and I decided to invite myself to Recharge Radio to meet Jordan Thomas and the crew. And I just wanted to see what they were doing. But then he said, hey, why don't you just send us a showdown? However, can I just take this time to tell your listeners, they know it already, but your show is amazing here. But the show that you did for Recharge Radio in London was fantastic as well. And it really made me want to come out here and see what was going on.
Well, thank you. I'm glad to be responsible for you spending a whole buttload of money to get plane tickets out here. Hope you get something else out of it besides this, but thank you. I know the California Diner was so much fun, and unfortunately the station folded about a year ago because I guess everybody kind of got busy. And some of the principals over there, Jordan, Minky, and Andy from the Scratch, formed a band called the Tuesday Club, which I played a little bit earlier on the show. But
excellent.
I think I was saying before, everybody on that station, I think, is a musician except for myself. You're a musician too. I just learned this today. What do you do?
I am. I'm a drummer in the band Ill, all female, very experimental. We've got a track from the band to play today. We're playing a lot in Manchester. We've done gigs in Liverpool, Newcastle, Leeds, and Let There Be More. We've got stuff out online, free downloads with Valentine Records. Shout out to Mark and David. But also, hopefully might one day make it over here. Who knows?
I hope so. Hey, do you want to play it now? I mean, what the heck?
Well, there's only one of us, and I don't have a drum kit, so there you go. Okay, you mean play the track?
I thought that too.
Okay, well, let's go for it. We've got Kremlin by Ill. It's the second tab in. And, this is with a double A side with, I don't know if I can say it, but it rhymes with flock in my pocket.
Okay, here we go. Here's Kremlin by Ill. Thank you. that's really great, Fiona. So that's your band, Ill with Kremlin.
The Kremlin, what's big and red and throbbing, the shadow of the Kremlin. So as people can probably tell from the lyrics there, we're talking about what's going on in Russia. But on a more global level, we're saying less talk, more action. And if you are angry about something, take to the streets and do make things happen.
Yeah.
Vocalize your dissent.
I know it's so important in places like that, too. It's pretty timely. So I'm going to have to get as much of your music as possible. And now that I know that you're a band, you know, send it over. Come on.
It's got to be done, hasn't it? I can't believe we've not even got around to that. It's because we're doing all these gigs and all these jams. So not even got around to sending Mike Lidskin of Sacramento Twirl Radio. You know, we haven't even got around to it yet, but we need to.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. So are your gigs pretty well attended and pretty well received?
Yeah, yeah. We've actually got quite a following in Manchester. We've got two number one fans. Shout out to Aaron North and Aidan Cross, two people who come to most of our gigs if they can. We play a lot, but pardon me, Aaron actually once did Ill logo nail varnish, and the triangle, you can see it there, there's a circle, there's a triangle, and it's the lettering Ill. And we just took our hats off to Erin. We couldn't believe that she did the logos on nail varnish. But yeah, we do apparently appeal to all different sorts of people. People have compared us to the Slits meets Faust. But we actually appeal to a lot of the older punks on the Manchester music scene as well.
I can see that. Yeah, so, absolutely. Now, a true fan would get a tattoo of that. So that might be the next level of fandom. You know,
I think the band have actually spoke about that as well.
So, okay.
let's see how it goes in the short term.
Absolutely. So we can't call it Madchester anymore. I have a friend from Sacramento. In fact, I work with him. He's from Manchester, and he hooked me up with a bunch of late 80s, early 90s music, and that whole scene was just amazing. And I know there seems to be a bit of a rivalry between Manchester and Liverpool. Can we say that?
You can say that. I mean, I'm actually from Huddersfield, which is near Leeds, Yorkshire.
Okay.
The other side of the Pennines to Manchester, if you know about the War of the Roses, and Lancaster, the Manchester side, won. However, I am aware of this rivalry thing, and I don't get that vibe at all. I've got, well, my best mate, Emma, shout out to Emma Obong, is a Scouse. She's Liverpoolian and lives in Manchester. But there is a little bit of a thing going on. You know, we think about the 80s and what was going on with music.
Yeah.
And yes, Echo and the Bunnymen and OND, Liverpool, but yeah, I think things have calmed down, hopefully. Unless you get football involved, I have no idea about that.
I know, then all bets are off. Absolutely. But I play a lot of Liverpool bands.
Yes.
You know,
good.
It's you know, music is music. That's what it is. One of my favorite artists, I don't know if you know her, Maxi Dunn. She's from Liverpool, and I played her at the top of the show. And like the one person I will play every single show. Just, you know, somebody is just that good. She kind of reminds me
I'll check her out.
Yeah, Maxine Dunn. She kind of reminds me of the early 80s music. Like, picture somebody like Madonna or, I don't know, you know, somebody like that, except the lyrics are a lot deeper, you know, more intense. So, really, really good stuff. So, you've been on all of them. Got to send out a shout to our mutual friend, Vicky Richardson.
Vicky Richardson, good evening, because it's evening over there. Love you so much, Vicky. And Vicky is basically the Janice Long of Levenju. And that's Janice Long is very famous and well-loved BBC Two, Radio 2 radio presenter. So Vicky's like the Janice Long of Levenju.
Wow, that's a huge compliment. Yeah, I first became aware of her show because a band that I know and love played on her show. And I thought, that's pretty cool that she's got enough clout where a band would drive over from Liverpool in the middle of the night to do a live studio session. So that's really neat. And
she gets big bands in, and she's got the show which is Vicky's Night Moves on a Sunday night. And she's got a lot of listeners on a very global level.
And you know what's kind of great about
she's got
that
skills.
She has mad skills. And you know what's kind of great about that is over here, that's an afternoon show. She's on 3 to 5 here, and so I can be preparing dinner. I'm out there on the barbecue, and I got Vicky's Night Moves on, so it's all good over
that's
here.
That's great, isn't it? So you got Vicky's sexy voice while you're cooking your barbecue food. Brilliant.
What more do you want? She does have an awesome voice, I must say that. So you guys, you're liking the States. What are you going to do while you're here? What else is on the agenda?
Having a good time. It's the weekend. The weekend's here. Hopefully going to a club night somewhere in San Francisco tonight. Also, at some point, hopefully, me and my friends are going to get to see Violent Vicky, the band that we actually came out to see.
There is that, right?
Basically, they started off their West Coast tour 28th of March. That's yesterday, I believe. Jet lag's catching up with me. But they played in San Jose. Their next gig is March 29th. Is that today?
It is today, yes.
Yeah, at Cafe Info Shop with Love Rush. And they've got gigs all over the West Coast, basically. But check out Violent Vicky on Bandcamp. We've also got a track by them. But yeah, they're bang in the middle, or they've just kicked off even their West Coast tour.
Now, are they from San Francisco?
They are.
So this is it. They're starring in their hometown. That's very cool. I love the name Violent Vicky. She might have to calm down a little bit, but I love the name like that.
Yeah.
What kind of music are they? You know, I've got these mental pictures when you hear a name like that. What do they sound like?
Well, they're coming from a very radical queer feminist edge. Their music is electropunk. They do all the music themselves. They make it on Ableton, I believe. The Violent Vicky one is the third one in, Monster Rally. We're going to go to a track now by Violent Vicky. It's called Drugs, and I like it very much. Hope you get to see them live.
Right, what did we just hear, Fiona?
That was Drugs by Violent Vicky. And it's gone on to the next one. You can have some more if you really want.
Maybe we'll do like a real smooth DJ fade. You know?
This is Monster Alley, another one of their tracks. Basically, I like them a lot, and they've played in Manchester and Huddersfield, my hometown. And they're on tour right now. Check out Violent Vicky on Bandcamp for more information.
And they're going to be playing in San Francisco tonight and all up and down the west coast of the United States. So, OFM, tell us a little bit about that. You're telling me off the air that's kind of a community radio station, so it sounds a little bit like what we have going on here.
Yeah, a community radio station in a sort of old house on a corner in Levenshulme, South Manchester. And that's the end of that. So that was the end of Violent Vicky. But we're leaving people wanting more, so basically they're going to get to the live shows now, aren't they?
Yes. So Violent Vicky came to a peaceful end.
Yeah. Peaceful. It's all about the peaceful vibes. Yes. But yeah, Manchester All FM is a really great community station, and we have Persian shows, Irish shows, Polish shows, and some of the best presenters in Manchester. And I'm very happy to be part of All FM. It's opened a lot of doors for me, and it's 96.9 if you're in Manchester, and it's allfm.org if you want to listen anywhere in the world. And all presenters put the shows on Mixcloud.
allfm.org. Very cool. And I've listened to it, and I like it a lot. I've heard folk shows on there. Interesting enough, there's a bit of a coincidence. We're about to get our FM FCC license here, so we're going to be terrestrial as well, starting in the fall, and we're going to be at 96.5, so pretty close to you.
Okay, yeah.
We're going to be KUBU, which is kind of interesting. I guess they pick KUBU because they say, we'll let you be you. They're very accommodating here, too. They let the producers and presenters do pretty much whatever they want here, too. So it's kind of the same vibe. I think we have this whole, you know, friendly, I guess it's a creative oasis. I guess that's what you would call it here.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of people here who are musicians or they're political activists, and they just get their points of view across. We used to have a guy here who did an Argentinian tango show, which I don't think you'll hear anywhere else except maybe Argentina. But
wow. I'd like to check that show out. What's it called?
Well, it's not on the air anymore. I'll have to see if there's podcasts. But, yeah, we've had our whole, you know, variety here. We had a guy that did, like, we called old school music here. It was kind of like basically 70s... Hispanic cruising music. I mean,
oh wow,
like El Chicano and stuff like that. You know, like think of War and Lowrider, stuff like that. I mean, the guy, and I'm trying to get this guy to come back because now that we're going FM, we might get some of our old presenters back.
Okay, and you say it's going terrestrial. I don't know what that means. I mean, I think of television, but do you mean it's going to the FM dial?
Yes,
basically.
Yes. Like, because we're internet only. We broadcast on cable radio and internet only, so it's going to be on True FM with like a 10-mile radius in every direction.
Excellent.
I can't wait, because people can drive in their cars and hear the music that you play. That's the best. I mean, that's the experience you've had for years.
Yeah, we have that at All FM. And I just want to say also about All FM, it's a really great place for the community as well, because there is a lot of funding that All FM people, especially Ed Connell and Jason Cook, work very hard to get funding from different places to help intergenerational projects and projects to help young people learn radio skills.
Nice.
So the building's always full of people with a smile on their face learning how to make radio and enjoy themselves while they're at it.
Sounds like a really great amount of community outreach.
Oh yeah, it's all about the community.
That's fantastic. I'm here with Fiona Ledger, who's visiting all the way from Manchester, UK. I can't believe I've said those words. I'm so freaking excited.
I'm really happy to be here. It's really cool to meet you. I never thought I would meet you, Mike.
So. Same here. I knew I'd have to come over there someday to do it, but you've made it a whole lot more convenient for me. We're going to take a short break, and we'll come back with another half hour of my friend Fiona Ledger, all the way from Manchester. She's going to play some more musical delights for us after these important messages here on The Voice.
This is The Voice of Sacramento, community radio for the greater Sacramento area.
Hi, I'm Steve Lerman. I'm the guy that produces, edits, narrates, and promotes great speeches and interviews. I'm the guy responsible for airing in-depth interviews, speeches, and even debates on controversial subjects such as war and peace and climate change and the economy. I hope you like listening to it as much as I like producing it. Access Sacramento broadcasts it on the internet every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m., and you can find the podcast at greatspeechesandinterviews.blogspot.com, as well as at Facebook.
Welcome to Jazz and Beyond here on The Voice of Sacramento. My name is Glenn Jacobson, spinning the jazz and other great stuff. Jazz and Beyond is heard here every Tuesday night on The Voice at 9 o'clock Pacific Time, and again on 9 o'clock in the morning on Wednesday. Jazz and Beyond, a very eclectic jazz show that's a lot of fun to listen to here on The Voice of Sacramento. My name is Glenn Jacobson. Please tune in.
Once upon a time, there was a happy hippopotamus.
Lots of kids can't sound out letters, but with some, it may be a sign of a learning disability.
Beautiful.
Call 1-888-478-MIND, and this children's story can have a happy ending. Coordinated Campaign for Learning Disabilities. There's no reason to be held back. This message has been brought to you by the Ad Council.
This is so romantic. Dinner at a sidewalk cafe.
There's something I've been wanting to ask you.
Yes?
I know I've been a bit of a loner, but...
Honey, yes.
Oh,
of course I'm an organ and tissue donor.
Huh?
Are you an organ and tissue donor? Talk to your family today so there'll be no question later. Call 1-800-355-SHARE for a free brochure. 1-800-355-SHARE. A message from the Advertising Council and the Coalition on Donation.
Right now, you're enjoying some of the fine programming we have here on 88.7, The Voice of Sacramento. But what about your friends? Are you letting them miss out on all the great music and information presented commercial-free? Stuff you can't hear anywhere else? Don't allow them to live in the dark anymore. Just tell your friends all they have to do is buy a cable splitter and two pieces of coaxial cable, one to run to the television set and the other to go to the stereo receiver. An adapter for the receiver may be necessary, but the total cost will be under $10. Not a lot of money considering the great shows one gains in return, and there's no extra charge added to the cable bill. It's part of the basic service. So don't be selfish. Tell all your friends about how they can enjoy all the wonderful commercial-free programming courtesy of the miracle of cable radio and your friends at 88.7, the Voice of Sacramento. For more information, call Access Sacramento at 456-8600. Once again, that's 456-8600.
This is the People's Radio Station, the Voice of Sacramento. Community radio for the greater Sacramento area.
.7 The Voice, and we're here with Fiona Ledyard. What did we just hear, Fiona?
That was Kill Pretty, Rob a Bank. Kill Pretty are one of the best bands who play live a lot in Manchester and beyond in the UK. Shout out to Moe, the frontman, Chris and Josh Dutton, father and son in the band. It
wow.
sounds quite strange. Is it cool? Is it not? But it is very cool when you see them rocking out on stage. And Mike Lee, who's an original Fall drummer as well.
That's huge. They were pretty big over here.
Yeah.
And I love intergenerational music. There's a band here called Spanic Boys, and it's like father and son. You know, it's just, it's awesome. I like seeing old guys. You know, in my opinion, old guys rock. That's all there is to it.
It's all about making music. If someone's making music, it makes them happy. It's good for the soul.
Yeah.
It's the answer, isn't it?
It absolutely 100% is the answer. So I'm here with Fiona Ledger, a legendary radio presenter from the UK, from All FM in Manchester. What a whirlwind week this is going to be for you.
It already has been, believe me.
So is San Francisco treating you right?
It is. I'm being treated very well. Having the best time already, having the holiday of a lifetime. And I'm here until the 5th of April. And shout out to Paula, my friend, who I think might be listening back at the apartment in San Fran.
I hope so. Hey, hey, yeah. Paula. So you have a friend here. We have a friend here who's got maybe a different accent than you. Sounds more like my accent than yours. Yeah. Why don't we bring her on?
This is Sarai.
Hi, Sarai.
Hey there.
Talking about something that's happening in Oakland on Friday. Tell us.
All right. Well, there's a TWAC benefit show. And it will be opened up by Julio Serrano, spoken word for like 15 minutes. It's going to be queer punk bands for a few hours. Their names are No Bone, This or That, St. Lorena, Fetus Fetus, and Faceplant. It's going to be at the Pseudo Room on Broadway Street in Oakland. It's free. And it's on April 4th from 8 p.m. to 2 a.m.
So that's coming up Friday then.
Yeah.
So will you be there, Fiona?
We will be there, definitely.
Awesome.
And there is a reason for people to go. It's not just live bands. It's a TWAC benefit show. Can you describe what TWAC is?
Yeah, TWAC is, this is the first Bay Area TWAC. It's basically also free action camp for folks who identify as female, trans women, genderqueer, gender variant, and all kinds of people to build community and unite our cultures of resistance. Our focuses will be mostly on developing skills for climbing, blockading, flash mobbing, making art for protest, just having really mind-expanding and super safe workshops and discussions about diversity, anti-oppression, intersectionality, transmisogyny, transphobia, and direct action in general.
Wow, it's a full plate there. And, you know, the word transmisogyny, that sounds really, really bad. That sounds like something that shouldn't be happening.
Yeah, definitely not. It's basically just negative attitude expressed through, like, cultural hate, individual and state violence, discrimination, mostly directed towards trans women and also trans people on the feminine end of the gender spectrum. And it's just not a good thing.
No, and kudos to you. So are you the promoter, or how's your involvement with this?
I'm one of the organizers.
Okay.
There's a few of us that get together and have bi-monthly meetings and just talk about fundraising and all the resources that we need to have the TWAC action and be able to fly people in, or like have it be a free thing and like have enough resources to keep people going for a week. And if you want to know about the actual camp, it's going to happen in Calistoga. It's from August 18th to 26th. It's completely free, and hopefully if you come, you'll get a lot out of it.
Yeah, and this is where people learn how to do flash mobs and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Now, do you do practice flash mobs? I'm so intrigued by the concept. It's so cool. Do you do like actual practice rehearsal flash mobs?
We haven't yet. We're just focusing on creating more structure towards other, like, not more or less important, but, you know, more important things to talk about.
Yeah.
Like, direct action and like fighting the state and oppression and just,
well, the main thing is making sure people are safe and people are aware of what's going on.
Yeah,
no, that's so important. And you know, if you're in Northern California within the sound of my voice, you know, please get out to the show, or you know, go out and support this worthy cause. And you know, live music in the East Bay is so fantastic. It's nice that you're kind of harnessing the power and turning it into a good cause.
Oh, thank you.
Oh no, absolutely. A lot of people in Sacramento will make that drive and go to the Bay Area for music. I mean, it's happening here to a certain degree. It's happening, you know, way, way more often in the Bay Area. Just lots and lots of music there.
Yeah, I hope so. And the show's going to be great. The bands are really punk and queer and friendly, and I think it's going to be a good crowd. There's also going to be a dance party afterwards. If people aren't into punk bands, you can come and have little dance with us, and they'll be selling beer, and it's free, but it's like a donation-based entrance.
That's good. Yeah, and it sounds pretty inclusive. I love that. I was in Fresno back in January at a Food Not Bomb show, and I love stuff like that, because you know, that was a suggested donation, and you get in, and the money, you know where it's going to good cause. So it sounds like you're doing much the same thing.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's great. It's a good feeling.
Absolutely. So let me ask you this. Are you in a band too? Are you a musician also?
No, I'm not. I'm a musician sort of. I play the viola and I'm just starting to learn a few songs on guitar and okay. I like messing around with drums, but yeah. I don't think I would call myself a musician quite.
Well, your music, no matter what it sounds like, you're a musician. That's what I say.
Exactly. And the funniest thing, you know, I like how you said, I'm not necessarily a musician. I play viola. That's always a running joke amongst my classical friends. You know, that's hilarious. Yeah. What was it like? I think I had one friend that said, oh, I found a sale on violas, like 3 for $10 or something like that. It's just, you know, but I mean, violas are sort of like the base of the classical world. But no, you're a musician. I'm surrounded by talent today. This is awesome.
Yeah. Thanks for having me.
So am I. Living it.
This is wonderful. So, TWAC, what does the acronym stand for?
It stands for the Trans and Women's Action Camp. So it's TWAC. If people would like more information or want to get onto our listserv, just visit our Facebook TWAC Bay Area page. Just look up TWAC Bay Area and join the group. And we also have a WordPress. If you look up, I think it's twacbayarea@wordpress.com,
okay.
And that has like in detail more information on like the workshops that we're going to be having. So, yeah,
sounds very good. Well, thanks for being on. This is really cool to learn some important information all in the context of fun. I'm loving that. I had to have my friend fly out from 5,000 miles to introduce you, and you're like in our own backyard. So this is amazing how the world works in the 21st century.
Very happy to be here.
It brings great things together.
Oh, I know. That is for sure. We're networking here. So I want to turn the conversation to really important, controversial stuff now. I'll ask both of you. Start with Fiona, because I've been dreaming up this question for days. What's your favorite food? What do you like to eat?
Wow, that is a question.
Yeah, big, controversial question.
You won't believe the answer, but I eat a lot of hummus. It's one of my favorite things.
Oh, yum. No, hummus is awesome.
Yeah, good. I could have said a really exotic meal that someone's taught me how to make. But no, I like to be healthy. I eat a lot of raw food. I eat meat as well, but I'm going more and more vegetarian. But I eat a lot of pasta as well because I cycle everywhere. I'm a drummer in two bands, as you know. One of the bands, the other band doesn't have a name yet. But basically, I need all that energy. So I'm saying people, be good to yourselves and eat things that give your body energy to use.
That is so true. That is so true. And I'm a bicyclist as well, although probably not as hardcore as you. And I have a hybrid bike, and I've been going on like 20-mile rides with my friends from work.
Hey.
But I just found a free bike. It was so funny. It was just walking the dog the other night, and perched up against a mailbox of a house, like four houses down, was this old 20-year-old Italian bike. Bianchi is the brand name. And it said, free. And I'm thinking,
wow,
don't have to tell me twice. So I rolled it home, dogs looking back, it's like, are you crazy? But it's like, okay, I'll try that. I'll see what that feels
amazing.
Like to go 50 miles an hour. So Sarai, what's your favorite food?
Ooh, my favorite, I don't know. I'm Puerto Rican and I grew up in Puerto Rico, so I'm really into a lot of traditional Puerto Rican dishes that aren't necessarily the healthiest food in the world, but I've been getting into I love Indian food. I love curry. I love naan. I love everything. I'm such a foodie. I will eat anything, and I love it all.
That's fantastic. And you're in the East Bay, so if you need to get your Indian fix, I mean, there's is it Telegraph in Berkeley? It's got tons of Indian restaurants. Hit the buffets on like a Saturday or Sunday, and I've been there. Amazing.
Okay. Get me to a buffet. I would just clear that place up.
It's so funny because you guys are both so thin and in shape. That's what's hilarious. You know, it's not like you guys are huge, but you know, obviously very active. Thought just escaped me, but you're making me hungry. You know, that's the thing. You know, I always ask this question right around dinner time on the West Coast, so there you go. So Fiona, what have you eaten? Have you eaten anything unusual since you've been in California? Anything that you're looking at, it's like, wow, I've never had this before?
I can't think. I can't think what. To be honest, Paula and I, my friend who came over, we just thought, right, we're going to put a stone on in weight by the time we get back to the UK. We're going to try all sorts of fatty American food. But guess what, Mike? We've been doing a lot of partying, meeting new people, good vibes, but not been eating much in the daytime. So we need to sort that out and, you know, taste the local delicatessens and all sorts of things, you know.
Italian food in the North Beach. And what I hear, I've never had this, but in the Mission District, like a Mission-style burrito, just chock full of everything, just get a burrito.
Okay, I had a veggie burrito yesterday somewhere from San Francisco.
Yeah, it was Indian food too.
Yeah, it was Indian. veggie. It was from Curry House Place. What was the place called? Do you remember?
I don't know. So it was by Valencia.
Yeah, yeah. But really, really good burrito. So that I had a veggie burrito.
Awesome. So check that off the list. Okay, done. Done deal. Very cool. There's a place here. It's vegetarian Vietnamese food, Andy Nguyen's in Sacramento, which is kind of cool.
Sounds good.
Yeah, they do some unusual stuff. They have these ribs, but it's like a tofu thing around the, to take place of meat. And then the bone is actually a piece of sugar cane.
Oh, wow.
So you can chomp on the bone and it just tastes sweet. It's unusual.
That sounds gorgeous.
It's creative, very creative.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. So while we hear some more music, what should we do musically?
It's the fourth tab in. It's Mr. Pulitzer, a band that are on Sway's Records in Manchester. Three guys with a lot of energy, and they're really going places at the moment. They're playing all sorts of gigs, and I think this is the most energetic piece of music that I've brought to the show today. Mr. Pulitzer.
Wow, what did we just hear again, Fiona?
That was Mr. Pulitzer, Younger, one of their tracks. They're doing quite well, selling a lot of their stuff themselves, but they're on Sway's Records, based in Salford, next to Strangeways Prison, actually.
is there any prison influence on the music, do you think?
Well, as you just said, it's like satanic ska, isn't it?
It is.
Some sort of interesting stuff going on there.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely energetic. As you said, it's very bouncy, and that's the ska thing, is it's very bouncy, but it's just got some deranged, twisted sideways sounds. I love that.
Oh yeah, very sideways. I like that one.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I mean, and you and I are both gatherers of sound. I mean, I listen to your shows, and there's always good soundscaping there. I mean, you it's like, I know you gather those sounds. I know you have a good ear for that. I gotta show you something.
Okay.
Does this look familiar?
Yep, I've got one with me, and I'd like to do an interview with you.
Oh,
we're
cool.
Talking about the Zoom H2, aren't we, Mike?
This is like the workhorse that just won't quit. I love it. We're recording, and I'll get you a podcast today's show. You know, I probably shouldn't be saying all this on air, but, you know, we're just radio geeks here.
We're just so relaxed, enjoying radio. We're talking about it. I mean, I'm going to be doing a radio show all about my time in San Francisco, Sacramento, and Oakland. So I would like to do an interview with you at some point today.
Yeah.
Just a few minutes of your time. But it's going to be going out on Manchester's All FM, and I'm just bringing the West Coast back to the north of England.
I'm honored. That's a huge honor to be on All FM, you know, and that way I can say I've played with Fiona and Vicky. Yay.
Yeah.
That's really cool. So let's see. You guys have had the hummus. You had the burritos. I'm trying to think what you should try here in California. It definitely, you know, just try everything. You know,
there's something actually that's come to me 2 days ago. Violent Vicky's front woman JC introduced me to a Mexican vegan place. I think it was on Valencia in San Francisco. The food was amazing, and we had quesadillas, but the cheese was vegan, so it was made out of cashew nuts, and it was absolutely gorgeous.
Wow, that would be pretty healthy. I mean, I'm omnivorous, so I'll eat everything, but I like a good healthy meal now and then. That sounds great. You know, if they can flavor it right, and I know they will. They got it. Yeah. They have to if they're in the Bay Area. That's pretty darn fantastic. So you didn't, unfortunately, you were in such a rush to get here. You probably didn't see much of Sacramento. I mean, did you have any impressions of it as you got in here?
Actually, around the corner from here, I actually had a bit of a moment of enlightenment around the area. I just thought, wow, first of all, I can't believe I'm in America, but I found it really interesting about this area of Sacramento, how all the streets are like boxes, all the houses are quite square, aren't they?
Quite flat.
It's like Lego or something. I just find it really interesting.
That's kind of funny.
Totally different to Manchester.
Yeah, okay, so what's Manchester like then?
Well,
I mean, I know it's diverse, but like, what are you comparing this with? You know, what's your typical neighborhood look like there?
It's a good one. That basically, Manchester's really diverse. There's a lot of green areas, actually. There are a lot of parks and stuff for people to chill out in, walk the dogs. But it's a very, very mixed area in terms of class and privilege and opportunities that people do or don't have. Moss Side is an area that the Stone Roses have sung about, all sorts of people. But it's an area that has had a lot of gun crime in the 90s, but it's been changed. It's a lot easier to live there. Didsbury's the leafy area, all sorts of bistros and stuff. Basically, I love living in Manchester, and it is as grey and as rainy as you might see from representations on TV or the internet most of the time, but it has its occasional days of summery weather, and you get everyone getting on the streets and sitting on grass even after work and soaking in the sun and enjoying food.
Yeah, you guys would appreciate good weather more than we do. I mean, we this weather you're seeing today, not typical. We've had this terrible drought. You probably heard about it. I know. Sorry, you're living it here, and just not enough rain, not enough water. All of a sudden, it's breaking loose. I knew my friend from England would bring the rain, so you know, much appreciative.
It's what I've done.
But I know that all that rain brings, all that green. That's kind of like up in Seattle and that area as well.
It's needed, isn't it? It's got to be done.
Yeah, I'd love to see the UK though. It's one of my. I'd say it's the number one place abroad that I like to visit I haven't been to. And I haven't been to that many places. In fact, I've never been out of the Western Hemisphere. But
really? Wow, yeah.
That's the number one place. UK, get my passport and head over.
Get it sorted out, Mike. And you'd always be welcome to co-host the show with me at All FM. And Vicky would want her hands all over you as well.
I appreciate that. Oh, no, so that's a question. Do you do your show live? Is it live going out over the airwaves?
Oh, yeah. Totally live. Every show. Pre-recorded interviews some weeks, but always an interview or a radio feature, but always live on the whole.
That's so cool, and it's so interesting. And you know, going back to that ambient sound, I remember a few years ago, back when you were on Recharge, you interviewed a band, and I think you were in the men's room, and I heard the echoes. It was just so cool. I thought, I've never heard anybody do an interview in a bathroom, but it was kind of inspired, and you know, of course, you had that whole echoey sound.
It was very inspired. It was Sister Ray and the
That's
Jerking
right.
Tears. So Manchester's one-off extravaganza, all transvestite band, like loads of different guys from different bands in Manchester, but they are dragging up, and they do sort of soul covers, and they it's just wild. But there were three of the band. That's Nathan, that's Sister Ray, and Alex and Jim, the backing singers, and they did My Boyfriend's Back.
Of course, classic. Yeah. That's pretty wild. So yeah, I mean, your interviews are always unique and just different. I mean, mine are usually either in the studio or via Skype. And do you have Skype?
I don't, and so many people are telling me to start using it, so I've got to look into that. I'd like to.
Yeah, because you know, it's the 21st century way of doing things for the masses, because it's pretty much free and it sounds crystal clear, like you're in the same room. We could do this again, but you could be sitting at home in Manchester and we could do this show again sometime.
Wow, and less jet lagged as well, so I'd easily answer questions.
Except you might be tired because the show comes on midnight your time, but still, we could make this thing work.
Yeah, that's a great idea. I'm up for that. Round two, bring it on.
So I can't believe that we're drawing to a close here. There's like only 3 minutes left, but Fiona Ledger, thank you so much for flying all the way out here just to be on the show and do those other things you're doing.
Of course.
In San Francisco. Yeah. Well, so what's next for Fiona Ledger? Oh, and you know what? Most importantly, give us links again, how people can contact you with your radio and your music and whatever else you're interested in.
Thank you, Mike. First of all, thanks for having me on the show. I've loved it. And Sarah, you've enjoyed it too, haven't you?
Yeah, thank you.
Of course.
It's been lovely. But you can find me on www.mixcloud.com/anythinggoes, because it's the Anything Goes breakfast show. But yeah, people can find me on Twitter at Fiona Ledgard. That's LEDGARD. And of course, get yourselves down to AllFM, allfm.org.
That's so cool. Yeah, well, here we are in the United States. I had an absolute ball this hour. Thank you so much. Want to play one more track as we close out the show?
Yeah, I think a good one to close with is a band that you might be seeing more of. They played South by Southwest recently.
Oh, that's huge.
Pins. I would love to go to that festival one day. South by Southwest, get me there anytime. But Pins is the band. They're all female. I've seen them before and they really bring a good show. They've just been getting better and better and better. And they are an international act now. They're coming from Manchester.
Nice,
they're just
nice.
Getting bigger this year now.
Which song should we hear?
We're going to have Stay True.
All right, here's Pins and Stay True. I'm Mike Litzkin. See you next week. Here's
Thanks
Pins.
Thanks very much.
Is the voice, Sacramento's only community access radio station.